Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Wednesday, October the 10th. In the news this morning, overnight ebuy prices were December corn down a half a cent, December wheat down 2.5 cents, November beans down 4.5 cents. Currently, the dollar is just down about 10 ticks. Crude oil is down 33 a barrel. The president announced that he's going to try to push through the E15. Corn didn't react at all to that. It was in the market for several days, but still no positive reaction. The markets aren't responding positively to the hurricane. It's going to be a Category 4, hitting the Gulf Coast literally in the next hour or two. It should be affecting beans and cotton, but both markets are down here this morning. Crude oil is down. You would think it'd be having some impact on oil operations in the Gulf, but just nobody seems to be too concerned about it. We've got the report tomorrow. I believe the number is going to come out about 900 million and $1.9 billion on the corn. The question is, does the government do something to boost those numbers, particularly the beans? You know, to something that, you know, would just be unbearable out here. So as a risk manager, even though I think there is upside potential once this report is over, if I'm wrong and this thing moves considerably lower, I think you ought to be looking at some inexpensive puts to protect the downside out here. The crop conditions last night basically unchanged. Corn was down 1 percentage point. Considering the bad news that we're hearing about a lot of disease out there, they didn't really knock it. Corn harvested is still ahead of averages, 34 versus 26. The bean harvest is behind, 32 versus 36, and I think that'll stay down this week. Winter wheat planting's 57% in the ground versus 54 on average. A lot of people think the dollar is going to be moving a little bit higher here, and that obviously will dampen any enthusiasm for wheat exports out here. We didn't see any export announcements this morning, but bottom line here is we're going to be spending the day deciding whether or not the funds want to cover short positions before the report, or do they want to add to their short length out here. I'd say it's a 50-50 gamble one way or the other. But again, I'm a little bit concerned that we could see something very bearish in the beans tomorrow, so I'd spend a few cents and try to get some kind of protection on through the report. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.